Hey, everyone. You're listening to First You Hustle here on WCRS FM 92.7 and 98.3. I'm your host, Jordan Bell, and we're coming at you with our summer session of episodes. And I have a guest along with me, a co-pilot, Eli Van Sickle. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jordan. How you doing?
Not too bad. So what I asked Eli to do is to just throw some music into this. You know, let's get our bodies moving a little bit. And, this show is about professional development, professional improvement, about achieving your goals. And my challenge to Eli is that whatever you throw at me, I'm going to find some message that resonates with your career. And so we'll get into the first one here in a second, but overall, is there anything you want to set the stage for us? How do you go about making a playlist like this?
Well, I've always loved all kinds of music, and I love, certain music works in certain scenes and certain movies, the soundtrack of our lives. Music is something that I rely on a lot as a background of what I'm going through, to pump myself up, to find empathy or reflection of things that I'm going through and thinking about. And so you were asking me about making a playlist for a career focused podcast. We couldn't just play Bachman Turner Overdrive 75 times, taking care of business. And so these are songs that I listen to a lot to get myself into the hustle with a capital H, and give myself a bit of inspiration, and hopefully it's the same for your listeners.
Yeah. So, and to our listeners out there, if you have any songs about resumes, send them in. We'll play them. But that wasn't the problem.
Networking.
Wasn't, yeah, right. To find, this is a song that is about your career. I think what you're describing is these are just songs that are part of your life soundtrack.
Yeah. Well, and you listen to, as a creative person with a lot of different artistic endeavors, I rely on music as a background to get me focused, as something when I'm getting down on myself to tell myself that things are going to be okay. You need a lot of driving rhythm, of underscoring for your life as a creative, and to keep you on that hustle, because you can't just be telling yourself over and over in your thoughts like, okay, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. Sometimes you need a bit of external factors, and music can be that for me.
Well, that's great. Let's get into it with your first song, and I think that's actually a good introduction to this first one, because it kind of gets you going.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh,
Well, that's one that really gets you motivated.
Yeah, that's a pump-up song, definitely.
And so, you know, when I first kind of previewed the playlist, I was like, oh, this is the pump you up, you can take on anything song.
This is literally, I only discovered the song in opening credits of an animated movie called The Pirates, Band of Misfits from 2012. And they play this song over the shots of this merry band of pirates setting sail on the high seas. And it's just like, I don't know when the song came out, but it's aesthetically perfect. And so this is like at the top of my pump up playlist at the beginning of a day.
Swords of a Thousand Men, I guess we should say.
So yeah, you know, yeah. Say the actual song. Swords of a Thousand Men by Ten Pole Tudor.
And yeah, so, you know, I think if you're listening out there and you're like, you want to make that move, you know, there's something you want to do in your life. Like, this is the thing that you are listening to on the way to the meeting, the interview, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Gets you ready to just like take on.
Yeah. Well, it makes you feel a little bit more epic than you are. Like, you know, maybe the meeting's going to be boring. Maybe you're going to be sitting in a chair doing spreadsheets all day. But, you know, there's some aspect of adventure to that. There's some aspect of epic, and you owe it to yourself to call attention to that and own that. And so maybe that song will help.
Yeah. You know, even a spreadsheet can be conquered.
Yeah. So,
all right, let's move it along to the next one. What I love about your playlist too is that, like, if you think that's the tempo, if you think that's the genre, like, yeah, get ready, because Eli is going to take us all over the map here.
Yeah. That's what I love. Literally anything.
Again. Step, kick, kick, leap, kick, touch. Again, step, kick, kick, leap, kick, touch. Again, step, kick, kick, leap, kick, touch. Again, step, kick, kick, leap, kick, touch. Right, that connects with turn, turn, out, in, touch. Step, step, kick, kick, leap, kick, touch. Got it? Going on, and turn, turn, touch, down, back step, pivot step, walk, 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 right. Let's do the whole combination, facing away from the mirror, from the top. A 5, 6, 7, 8.
Left, boys. Let's do the ballet combination. First group of girls, second group follow. A 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let me see the boys, the whole group. Ready? A 5, 6, 7, 8. Up. Okay, girls. A 5, 6, 7, 8. We'll be right back.
all the time. Still it isn't over. It isn't over.
A picture of a person I don't know. What does he want from me? What should I try to be? So many faces all around, and here we go. I need this job. Oh God, I need this show.
All right, that was I Hope I Can Get It from A Chorus Line, which is a musical apparently I need to see.
Yes, it's a very famous musical for those who know musicals. It premiered on Broadway in 1975. And the concept is that it is a bird's eye view of an audition, a big cattle call audition for a chorus line, a line of chorus dancers. These are the background dancers in a Broadway musical. They don't get any lines. They don't really get to sing solos. It's just a cattle call audition. And so this is the opening number. And so we see them learning these really complicated steps in unison really fast because that's what the audition's going to be. And then over the course of the show, we learn their individual stories about how they got there and how much they need this job and how much they want to keep dancing and not do some other profession to pay the bills. And so that obviously is really on the nose in the theme here because, you know, there are going to be those times when the hustle is about desperation in a way. And you're flying by the seat of your pants. But also, I thought that the song was really relevant because of how the musical was created. It wasn't created in a vacuum. It wasn't very mainstream how they did it. The creators of the show got all their dancer friends together and spent a couple of late nights with pizza and wine and candlelight just talking about their experiences on the grind, on the hustle, in the industry. And from there, they decided, oh, hey, there might be a show here. There might be a project. And so they worked together. It was born out of collaboration. And I know, Jordan, that you talk all the time about how sometimes if there are no opportunities, you have to make your own opportunities. And you have to rely on your friends and classmates and collaborators and coworkers to sort of come up with something new. And so that's why a Broadway musical after a rock song was more fitting than people might think.
Yeah, you know, I think the reason I wanted to play it next was it's kind of a nice almost compliment to that, like, you know, we're talking about, like, you're going to conquer that spreadsheet, you're going to go storm the, you know, the opportunity, you're going to like take it on. And then there's this very kind of hopefulness of like, I really want this too, which is the balance to, like, you know, your ambition is driving you forward, but deep down there's something also that's like, you're really hopeful and aspirational about. But also I like that, you know, the way you describe it, there's no small parts.
There, you know, the chorus line, I'm one of 25 background dancers. But to me, it's a big deal. To the background dancers on the Super Bowl halftime show for Beyonce, that's a huge gig. And that's something they've been working their whole life for. And so not everybody can be Beyonce. You know,
sometimes you're left shark.
And so, but there's something noble about that, I think. And there's something that, you know, hey, this is, I'm still doing the thing.
Yeah. And also, that's not to diminish being left shark, you know, like, this is really important. Like, the people in that song, this is really important to them in this moment of their life, and they recognize that. And so hopefully, you know, you out there listening, you also recognize like that thing that you're going for might seem insignificant to other people, might be dismissed by other people. In the grand scheme of things, you might think it's not that grand, but it's the thing that you really need now.
Mm-hmm.
I love that message.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm wondering now, the way you describe a chorus line sounds like the movie Swingers. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Swingers.
You're John, so money.
Yeah, John Favreau, because that was kind of the same concept of like, we're all, you know, hardly employed actors. Let's make a movie about that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like, there's this fallacy that you sometimes buy into when you're pursuing a career in the arts, that it's like, I'm going to get rich and famous, or I'm going to get that big industry job where this is all I have to worry about doing, and this and this and this. And sometimes you lose sight. This is what happened to me. I once lost sight of the joy of just doing the work with people I want to work with. And sometimes that's what you have to rely on, and that's what you have to realize is the important thing, because like, I would rather at the end of the day be someone who creates art with people with artists I want to work with than someone who just makes a living in it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No, I think that's,
I know that that's maybe not what your listeners or students want to hear sometimes, but it's
the conclusion everyone comes to eventually is that it's not the work I do. It's not the name of the company. It's the people that make the job enjoyable and successful. It's really about who you surround yourself with.
Yeah, well, and you know, these dancers in a chorus line, like, what other choice do they have? All of them will tell you that, no, this is what I have to do. Like, stopping doing this is not something that computes. So it's like, whatever it takes to do this, that's what I'm going to do.
And so, speaking of keeping good company, I think we're about to play a song by someone who is also a playwright, you said?
Or yeah, so this is off of a solo album by a composer of Broadway musicals named Jason Robert Brown. This isn't in a show. This is just something he composed called Getting Out.
Marco plays piano, Marco's 21. Marco is a former junkie and a Danish actor's son. Marco dates a model, Marco's very tall. Marco got a deal with Sony and a gig at Carnegie Hall. And I'm getting out. I can tell when the walls are just too high to climb. I could work it, but I'd just be wasting time. And just a look away. He may never be cold border, but he knows a bunch of words that sort of rhyme. You could be blessed with perfect pitch. You could be pretty. You could be rich. You could get burned. And you could just bitch, but I am getting out. Yes. Marco does a concert, lines around the block. Girls are there with their midriffs bare and the boys in a state of shock. They sell t-shirts and posters and autographed coasters. They're raking in the bucks. With everyone so happy, why complain that the music sucks? I'm getting out. Leave a little. Take my final bow. Cause I'm getting out. It's too late to find a plastic surgeon now. I just walk away. After all, if fame is fleeting, I'm too old to be competing anyhow. You might have traded your guts for gold. Might be missing the soul you sold. You might want to die before you get old. But I am getting out.
I
It's nice to be in Naples. It's nice to be at peace. I've really had a lovely trip, but I'm ripping up my lease and I'm getting out. I have never been so bored out of my mind. I'm getting out. I'm escaping from this hell that I've designed. I just walked away, but I guess I've gotten tougher. Grown. Maybe it's what you've always known, but if I can't whine and piss and moan, then I'm getting out. I'm getting out. I'm getting out. I'm getting out. I'm getting out.
All right, that was Getting Out by Jason Robert Brown, also a playwright, but this wasn't in play, you were saying.
No, he made a solo album called "Someone Wearing Someone Else's Clothes" a couple of years ago, and he's just, as a songwriter, I really love him. And so that was just a song he wrote. Maybe he wrote it for a show and it didn't get used, something like that.
Well, it feels very musical-y.
Yeah, well, it feels more performative than maybe your average song. It's telling a story. Musical theater at the end is using music to help move the story forward when dialogue will no longer work. And so when it's like, when this character can't get their idea across anymore with words, they sing. And that's, you know, musicals in essence. And so, like, this guy singing this song, this character is will not stop being fed up with the industry around him and the industrial part of being an artist or a creative person.
You know, what I liked about that song was this kind of like, there's a moment of empowerment when you're fed up.
Yeah.
That I think we tend to ignore, but like, that's the feeling I get from this person, is that like, had enough, I'm getting out. And that's exciting. But it can also be exacerbating.
Right. Well, and it's just like, eventually you anger, frustration, annoyance, whatever that emotion is, it builds up. And then the question eventually becomes, okay, are we going to do anything about it? Or are we just going to sit here and stew and punch a wall? Right. You know, but I also like that at the end of the song, if you're listening to the lyrics carefully, the song is Getting Out by Jason Robert Brown, if we didn't mention it. But, you know, like, the character in the song gets out, and then the last verse is, you know, it's nice to be in Naples, it's nice to be at peace, I've really had a lovely time, but no, I gotta get out of here! This is wrong! This is not the place! And so, like, the frustration never ends on some level.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I think a lot of people in their career, they're always thinking about, like, if I just make this move or get to this place, then everything will be okay. And it's like, there's always another set of
challenges. Yeah, if I get this one job, or if I get this one promotion, or if I, like, I'm so much a victim of this. Like, when I went through the last round of applying to jobs, I really put a lot of faith, too much faith, in one particular job that I was a finalist for, but I didn't end up getting. And I was really heartbroken because I had put so much weight into that. But that allowed me to apply to a job at Columbus College of Art and Design. And I couldn't be happier in how it ended up, but it's not the thing that I expected, right? How many stories of that exist?
Right, yeah. And we've talked about that on the show before, happenstance and the things that kind of control your career that are kind of mysterious. Okay, Eli, we gotta get to the last one, and that's going to take us to the end of the show, but you want to come back next week and do...
Heck yeah. All right. Heck yeah, let's do it.
Eli, thanks for being with us. You've been listening to First You Hustle, and we'll see you next week.
okay. It's gonna be alright.
It'll be okay.
I think that needs to be established for all of us that are easily distracted, impatiently waiting for that American dream, staring at the cracked screen of my anti-fax machine. Crash landed where the woke intersect with the exhausted. They asked if I'm depressed. I don't doubt it. I was told it all began as a quest for some knowledge, progress. After you process the conflict, I'll be okay. And if I got one wish, I'd probably waste it trying to make myself an optimist. It's ironic because most of my thoughts are positive. Just hop in the whip, I promise not to drive off of the cliff. Happiness is my favorite physical feature, but I'm afraid I'll figure out that it's a mythical creature. I need to believe in a simulation that we living in. Spent the whole stimulus, check on some stimulants. I'll be okay, just freestyle the answers. If you feel it, put your hands up in front of surveillance cameras, okay? I don't take the buffet for granted. Make you understand it when you see me licking my plate. We gotta travel through space to keep the family safe. Check your connections, can they handle the bass? If they reflect your face, it amplifies the existence of your significance. But only if you survive the collision. It'll be okay, even if you're feeling like there ain't no way. You're still with us today, it's gonna be okay. Okay. Alright, it'll be okay. Even if you're feeling like there ain't no way, you're still with us today, it's gonna be okay. Okay. I think I'm feeling alright. And I'll admit that sometimes I'm probably tongue-tied. Got me staring at the sun like my shoes ain't come untied. The clown face got replaced by this mountain of the Midwest average from the mid-2000s, huh? And being the best was never the intended destination. I just want appreciation for my presentation. Even if I was the only human left in population, this is dedicated to the dedication. You better love yourself today, cause tomorrow'll be harder. Put your guard up, don't let them penetrate your armor. Collect whatever crumbs you got and keep them in a bread box. You knew I was the one when I was sleeping in the wet spot. And maybe if you had a dollar for all of your doubters, maybe you could grow a salad and water the flowers. I know the zookeeper seen my leash and my collar. I'm in a tuxedo smoking weed in the shower. It'll be okay, even if you're feeling like there ain't no way. You're still with us today, it's gonna be okay. Okay. Alright, it'll be okay. Even if you're feeling like there ain't no way. You're still with us today, it's gonna be okay. Okay. I think I'm feeling all right.